Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Tashin Ayin Ches, or who's learning Shemin Tzchusu for Shlema, for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya. First idea, Vayikach Korach, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha Baruch Hashem. Here we go. Vayikach Korach, and Korach took himself. Rashi famously says, what does this mean? He took himself, Letzad Echad, he took himself to his one side. And Rashi later on, Pasuk Zion, says that he actually, Korach was a Pikeach, he was very clever, and unfortunately he saw that, his eye led him to error. What's going on over here? Why is he called a pikeach? So Rav Melech Biderman quotes the Rav Naftali of Rapshitz, the Zerah Kodesh, the Rapshitz Rebbe. He says that, what does this mean, mitzad echad? He says, sad is gematria 94. If he was a real pikeach, he would have saw the other side. If he was a real clever person, he would have saw the other side. But he was sad echad, Rashi says. He only saw one side. Because if he saw two sides, it would have been pikeach. He says, sad, which is gematria 94 times 2 is a pikeach. He was a clever person, but he didn't get to the ultimate pikeach. And says the Rav Biderman actually says that a true clever person, a true someone who's able to have tremendous shalom on both sides, when both sides of the party sees each other, their own view, and they look at the other side's view as well. That's why he says that 94 plus 94, it's that you have two sides, your side and the other side, times 2, right? 94 times 2 and plus 94 times 2 is gematria 376, which is gematria shalom. When both sides are looking for the best interest in each other, then that's when there's shalom. And that's the whole vort from Rav Hirsch we've said in previous years. Why is the Mishnah saying Pirkei Avos? Kol machlokas shivushram zocha liskaim. Any machlokas that's going to last, for any machlokas that is the Shem Shemaim will last, any machlokas that's not the Shem Shemaim will not last. What's a machlokas that is the Shem Shemaim, Hillel the Shammai? What's a machlokas that's not the Shem Shemaim, Korach v'chol adaso? It should really say Korach v'chol adaso versus Moshe and Aaron. Why does it only say Korach v'chol adaso? Only say one side. Because Korach, says of Hirsch, was so one-sided. He only saw his own point of view, his own perspective. Therefore, he couldn't even see the other side. He was so na'alash Shem Shemaim, and therefore he couldn't even see the other side. Moving on to our second idea. The Pasuk says in Tezayin Yudalf, Achein ata v'chodatcha no'adim al Hashem Aaron ma'ahu ki salinu alav. Moshe famously says these famous words back to Korach. At the end of the day, therefore you and your congregation who gather together against, you're against Hashem. And Aaron, who is that, he's that you complain against him. What says of Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Imre Shefer? What was going on over here? What is that you're going against Hashem, you're going against Aaron, what's going on over here? So Rav Kluger writes a beautiful idea. This is really expanded in Rav Zelig Pliskin's book on the Parsha Growth Through Torah. So Rav Kluger explains that when someone is verbally abused, when somebody verbally abuses a very distinguished and elevated person, what happens? And then he abuses the same to a simple person, right? First he abuses Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And then he goes abuse a stam guy in the street, and you meet him at a sharm in Brooklyn on Teaneck. The second guy doesn't take it. He's not going to take offense to it because you said it to someone much greater. It says Rav Shlomo Kluger, this is exactly what Moshe said to Korach. He said, first, you're complaining against the Rabbonu Shalom. You think your words are going to hurt Aaron? Your words aren't going to hurt Aaron. He's going to remain oblivious to what you're going to say because your complaints are really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says Rav Pliskin, what's the idea? The idea here is that when a person gets verbally abused or sometimes someone says something about yourself, about something not nice to you, don't take it personally. Says Rav Zelig Pliskin, using this of Shlomo Kluger as a sounding board, says of Shlomo Kluger, realize that the problem is theirs. It's not yours. And free yourself from any possible hurt feelings because of what he says. Realize when your person is being degraded, it's not coming from a problem from you. It's coming from a lack of an insecurity from them. It's a lack of insecurity from them. So that's what Moshe was saying to Korach. Don't think that Aaron's going to be hurt by this. You're playing against the Ribbono Shel Olam. Aaron's not going to get hurt. A beautiful idea from Shlomo Kluger. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Meshech Chachma, a few psukim later, and Moshe gets very, very upset. Moshe says to David, Hashem, Al tevel min chazam, don't look at their offerings. Lo chamor echa mehem, nasasi lo roisi esecha mehem. I didn't take not even one of their donkeys, not one of their mules, and I did not harm even one of them. Says the Meshech Chachma, what does this mean? I didn't even harm even one of them. So the Meshech Chachma has a beautiful idea. He said that sometimes a person has false humility. Sometimes, what happens? A person has false humility. He's going to be willing to act in a humble manner with people who are lower than him. People who are lower than him, he'll act in a very humble way. But when someone's equal to you, what's going to happen? You can't have anyone be equal to you. So what happens? You can't honor them. You start to put them down. And at the end of the day, you're only looking for your own kavod. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, What does this mean? I didn't even harm even one of them. Meaning Moshe Rabbeinu now, he's dealing with Korach going against all, he's going against them full out. And he has every reason to be able to be brought down to the level. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu did not waver once. He showed kavod to every single person, even to the ones who are, even to the one to Korach and to his congregation. He showed kavod to everyone. True humility, says the Mashiach Chachma, true humility is to show honor and respect, is to show kavod to everyone you meet. And that was the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to not just have this ability to be able to give kavod to people who are, who are on, who are close to his level, or above his level, obviously not above his level, but close to his level. But even to show honor, to show kavod, to even to the people who are messing up, who are doing the wrong thing. Beautiful insight from the Meshech Chachma. Finally, the fourth. Moving on to the fourth idea. Fourth idea is brought to us by the Ashech HaKadosh. Says the Ashech. Sorry for that pause. Says the Ashech, what is it that caused Davka Moshe Rabbeinu to have to make this tefillah to Hashem, that Hashem should make this new creation? Right, Moshe Vemitzi says in Tezayin Chavches, "Imer Moshe bezos tidun ki Hashem shalachani la'asos es kol ha'maasim ha'ale kilom milibi." Everything says Moshe. Everything that happens comes from Hashem. Baruch Hu sent me to do all these things, and I make them up. What's going on over here? So says the Ashech, why did Moshe have to be so strict with them? And yeah, he didn't make this terrible. It seems to be such a crucial, such a strict punishment. So he says the Ashech HaKadosh, a beautiful idea. He gives the mashal first. You know, sometimes a doctor needs to amputate a person's hand or foot. I remember last year there's a bear, the Chicago Bears player. They thought that after a certain touchdown catch, they were going to have to get rid of his leg. He says a person might look at that who doesn't know he doesn't know the prognosis. He might, my gosh, why he's taking off a hand or a foot? He might look like it's really cruel. But why does a doctor do that? A doctor does that. It's really an act of kindness because it's saving the person's life. So too, says the Ashech HaKadosh, Moshe saw that Korach's rebellion was spreading. He already had 250 followers already. We know that thousands died after the Magefa, after the 250. In order to save the rest of the nation, Moshe, with his deep compassion for everyone else, had to use the strict measures. He had a davening to Hashem that Hashem should be strict right now. Because it might seem that as Moshe was being critical and being strict, but at the end of the day, it was the biggest chesed. So, right? Sometimes in our life, things look like they're the biggest guru, they look like they're the biggest din. Where's Hashem in this? Where's Hashem in that? But really, sometimes it's really the biggest bracha. And that's what the Ashech teaches us. Sometimes when things aren't so clear, we know to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And finally, the fifth and final idea is brought to us from the Baal Term. The Baal Term explains, you know, in Chamishi, that Aaron HaKohen staffed. It brought out almonds. It brought vayot tzitz vayigmol shekedim. It brought shekedim. It says the Baal Torah, why dafka was it almonds? So he says a beautiful insight. He says that shekedim is gematria 454, which is the same gematria as chashmonim. Who's the chashmonim? The chashmonim are from Aaron's children, who are going to come in several years later, be able to fight off the Greeks. Remez lachashmonim shehem yizer Aaron v'tiskayim hakunu biyodim. That the Dafka, to be able to show you already in Parshas Korach, Kadosh Baruch Hu is already setting the stage for Chanukah. He's already setting the stage for the Chashmonaim, who are going to come from Aaron. Aaron's the one who Dafka didn't get embarrassed by Korach's fight. Dafka was able to stood up for what's right, and he's zoicha to have the Chashmonaim come from his lineage, and Dafka come from his staff. And that's a remez, says the Baal Term, from the Shekedim Gematria 454, Gematria Chashmonaim 454. Let's just review these five ideas. The first idea was, we said from the Rav Shitzur Rebbe, what does it mean that he meets Tzad Echad? Is that he only saw for his own point of view. He wasn't able to see the other side, because if he was able to see the other side, he would have been a Pikeach. He would have been a full Pikeach, right? Pikeach is Tzad times two, right? It's 94 times two. But, says Rav Biederman, when both people in a relationship, in an argument, have their own side in mind and the other side in mind, right? 94 plus 94 times 94 plus 94, what happens? 188 to 180, you get 376. That's when you get shalom. When both sides are looking for to be able to find the emes, then you get shalom. And that's Rav Hirsch's idea. Korah the Chodoso, not the Shem Shem, because they are only focused on their own actions. So if Kluger says, Shoma Kluger says a beautiful idea to Zion Yod Af, Dafka, at the end of the day, what does this mean that you're going against Hashem and Aaron's not going to feel bad? Because at the end of the day, Aaron said, you're not going against me, you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zelig Pliskin said, the whole idea, when someone gets verbally abused, you have to make sure to be able to realize it's not a Chas V'Shalom, a din in you, it's a din in the person getting, the din in the person putting you down. And obviously, sometimes in life, you have to take messages from those, but not to, God forbid, get us negatively down. Third idea comes from the Meshech Chachmah of Meir Simcha Dvinsk. What was Moshe saying over here? That I didn't even take one of them. I did not even harm one of them. Because sometimes when someone's humble, what happens is that they're only humble to the people who are, you know, around their area. But to the low people, you know, let me say it again. It's very easy to be humble to the people who are lower than you. But if someone's equal with you, around your own level, so then you can't be humble. Says Moshe Benu, I didn't even harm the people equal to me, or even to the people who are lower than me, even to the Korach people. I'm equally sensitive to, and I think it's a very big lesson, especially as we bench Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, be able to be so careful, covered abrios, with to be able to make sure to show always with sensitivity, with love, with care, that, you know, the way that Moshe did, always treating everyone with the same true honor and respect. The fourth idea comes from the Asher Kodesh. Why is it that Moshe had to act so strict, be able to make such a terrible, terrible punishment? He says, Ashach, just like a doctor who has to sometimes take off an arm or a leg to be able to save the person's life, it might look like it's a terrible thing, but really it's the biggest bracha because you're saving the person's life. So too Moshe, he saw that Korach and his whole rebellion was spreading like wildfire, and he had to act quickly, he had to act very swiftly to make sure to save the rest of the nation. Sometimes in life it might look like it's choshech, but it's really Lahagi, Baboyk, Chazdecha, and Munascha, Baleilos. Even when it's Laila, it's really Yom. And finally, fifth and final idea, why Dafka did Shkedim, these almonds come from Aaron, says the Baal term, Shkedim is Gematria 454, Gematria 454 of the Chashmonaim. The remiss to show you that Aaron's already paving the way, that Aaron had this midah of Akshonas, the guy with Kedusha, people stepping up and doing what's right, not taking anything personally. And that's Dafka why he was Zoicha to have the Chashmonaim come from him. And that's why Shkedim, the Masha Chashmona, Chashvel, Chashablas, to always look for the other, to each other, for whatever time you have a relationship with anyone, to always look for the other point of view, be able to make sure not to take anything personally, be able to make sure to always find the messages in those sometimes conversations that when someone puts us down, be able to understand, be able to treat everyone equally. And that's what a true Balanov is, to treat every single person equally, to be able to understand, even when things look dark, Chashbach is really behind everything, be able to realize that Aaron HaKohen Sikkus already causes already the Chashmonaim's miracle already in this week's Parsha. Shkoich.